There's an ongoing lawsuit in New York that could expand the rights of farm workers. Under state law, farm workers are not allowed to bargain collectively or unionize. But as Brett Jaspers reports, the state constitution may say something different, which is the premise for the lawsuit.
The part of the New York state constitution that matters here reads, "Employees shall have the right to organize and to bargain collectively through representatives of their own choosing." Adithi Padmanabhan of the New York Civil Liberties Union says the text couldn't be plainer.
The text is crystal clear. It says employees. It doesn't say some employees or employees except farm workers.
Trouble is, the state employee relations law is what New York is using in practice. It precedes the constitutional language and does exclude farm workers. So the New York Civil Liberties Union is suing the state on behalf of a former farm worker and two labor groups. This part of the state constitution dates back to 1938, when New York held a constitutional convention. Attorney Christopher Bobst has co-written and co-edited books on the state constitution. He says the delegates in 1938 were really concerned with protecting collective bargaining in general.
By putting it in the state constitution, they wanted to really isolate it from potential attack by either a subsequent legislature or by a New York Court of Appeals.
The Court of Appeals is New York's highest court. Bobst says at the 38 convention, there wasn't discussion about including or excluding farm workers, so their intent is up to interpretation.
Certainly, lawyers on both sides can look at the record, draw what inferences they want.
And there are other arguments that challenge the viability of the state law. Padmanabhan with the New York Civil Liberties Union says the reason state law excludes farm workers is because it mirrors federal labor law. Federal labor law passed during the New Deal in the 1930s.
President Roosevelt, when he was passing the New Deal legislation, which included the federal labor relations law, he needed the support of Southern Democrats to pass all of that legislation.
And she says Southern Democrats in the 1930s wanted to exclude African-American farm and domestic workers from collective bargaining. In short, Jim Crow racism. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman chose not to defend the law against the suit. They agree with the plaintiffs that it's unconstitutional. The New York State Farm Bureau, a trade group for farmers, then got permission to defend the employee relations law. Last month, Attorney Brian Butler argued a motion to dismiss the suit. He says there are bills in the legislature that deal with this.
Argument was that this is a legislative matter and we have to allow that process to play out. And it's not up to the court to get involved in determining this significant policy issue.
A policy change is what Jose Garcia of Syracuse is looking for. He's not the plaintiff in this case, but worked at a dairy farm in the North Country.
La demanda no se trata de hacer sindicatos necesariamente.
The demand doesn't deal with forming unions necessarily, but instead supporting each other as workers and bosses, he says. Working together, that's what it deals with, to make better working conditions, and with that, you avoid many accidents.
Para que haya mejor condición laboral y en eso se evitan muchos accidentes.
Garcia may have to wait a while for a decision. Any ruling in lower court is likely to get an appeal.
In Binghamton, I'm Brett Jaspers for WRVO News.